I'm Alex Keefe. Vermonters who have unpaid traffic tickets may be in luck. This Friday only, the state will grant partial amnesty for people who've lost their driver's licenses due to unpaid traffic fines. The one-day pilot program is being offered to drivers in Chittenden, Franklin, Grand Isle, Lamoille, and Washington counties. And joining us to discuss the how and why of this pilot program are Governor Peter Shumlin and Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan. Gentlemen, thank you for stopping by.
Great to be with you.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us what motivated this pilot program and exactly how it's going to work on Friday.
What motivated the program is the courts are overwhelmed with suspended license. In Chittenden County alone, in 2014, we had over 980 criminal charges resulting from what we call DLSs, 480 of which are based on civil tickets. And in the state of Vermont, we have 22,000 folks who are suspended, which has resulted in 113,000 delinquent tickets. This is money that we haven't collected going back to the 80s. And frankly, we're using a lot of resources for very little reward. I think it's in the interest of public safety to have people legally licensed, fully insured, getting to work, driving their kids safely to school, and being law-abiding, productive Vermonters. Most people want to do the right thing, but they're stuck in this hole.
So people will still have to pay something. So how exactly will the program work on Friday?
Sure. Basically, it is $20 per delinquent ticket. So it's not amnesty. It's fine reduction. The tickets, the judgments stay, the points stay. Anecdotally, many of these people have about 10 tickets. So we're going to be collecting about $200 per person. And in talking to a lot of these folks, it really is an issue of do I put food on my table? Do we pay for our fuel this winter? Or do I pay my traffic tickets?
Do we know how many of these people are low income versus people who just don't want to pay their traffic fines?
The answer is we don't ask people when they get a traffic ticket what their income is. This is what we do know.
So there's no means test.
There's no means test because obviously that's not a question you get asked. What we do know when you go out and talk to Vermonters, and I do that every single day, is that we have an awful lot of mostly women who are in a position where they've had fines often for years. The fines continue to build, and they're unable to get a legal driver's license. This is standing in their way. So this is not saying you won't have points. We're forgiving you for your sins. What it's saying is we're going to charge you on a one-time basis an affordable fee for the tickets that you have racked up, get you back driving, back to work.
Do you worry about sending the wrong message, though, that, you know, if you don't pay your tickets, if you can't afford to pay your tickets, don't worry, just wait, there'll be another amnesty day down the road?
We've got to remember that when we're really failing at something, you have to ask the question, what would fix it? If you've got 22,000 Vermonters in a state of, you know, 625,000 who literally can't get to a job, can't get their kids to school, can't get the kids to the doctor's appointment. You have to ask the question, are we just going to continue to pretend that magically these people are going to be able to come up with thousands and thousands of dollars in fines when they can't put food on their table for their kids right now, sneakers on the kids, do all the things they want to do, or are we going to face reality?
T.J. Donovan, is that a concern of yours that you might be sending the wrong message to people who are just scofflaws, just don't want to pay their tickets?
Well, I think we're sending the wrong message with the current practice, frankly. Here's the thing. This is a one-time deal. Will some people try to take advantage? Probably. That's just life.
At the same time, Governor, these are tough budget times for the state. Do we have any idea how much revenue the state might be losing out on by saying, you know what, we're going to forget about these fines, or we're going to take a greatly reduced amount of revenue from these fines?
I think the answer to that is we're not getting the money anyway. And, you know, I've talked to many of these folks who are in this, some of the folks who are in this position. The point is, we're not getting this money anyway.
If this is successful, can we expect this in other parts of the state after Friday?
We're doing this as a pilot. As you know, it's in Chittenden, Franklin, Grand Isle, Lamoille, and Washington counties. If it's successful, I do want to do it in the other counties across the state, because what's right for these five counties should be right for every county in Vermont.
We've been talking with Governor Peter Shumlin and Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan about the so-called Driver Restoration Day pilot program. That's this Friday. Gentlemen, thank you for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.